Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Well, if Jalen Hurts keeps this up, he might just be the best around. Win an NFL MVP award under his belt. I think he's a smart bet at 20-1 right now to win the NFL MVP. It is the Midday Show. We're live today as sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon, where we are in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Come on out for lunch and hang out with us today. All right, Hugh, we'll get back to the phone lines and the conversation on Jalen Hurts. Is he a smart bet to win the MVP? I say yes. I think he's checking a lot of boxes right now, including the narrative, his statistics, which are better than they have been in a while here, and the competition. I mean, he's got a real chance to beat almost every quarterback in the mix with him. And if he wins all these head-to-head games and they have the number one seed, I think he could win the award. Hater Hugh disagrees, but you're kind of being a fritz.
I'm just kind of listening to what's being said, because even Kyle kind of couched it a little bit when he was talking about it.
I heard Kyle say he was betting on Jalen Hurts.
He said kinda. He said he was saying kinda and sorta.
Well, hold on. He's plus 2,000. So no, that is kind of sort of
right. He's not a favorite.
No,
right now.
But that's what I'm saying. You're sitting here, you know, you're beating the drum saying he's the favorite.
No, I didn't say that.
Everybody's kind of
I didn't say that. I said he's a smart bet because he's not the favorite. Here's what I'll say.
I bet on him. Still,
if they win the next two games and he outplays Love and Goff, who are above him in MVP odds, right? Mm-hmm. And the Eagles are, at that point, the number one seed in the NFC. He'll have wins over Stafford, Baker, Goff, Love, and Mahomes.
I think the slow start's going to hurt him, though.
I don't think so. I'll put it this way. If they win the next two games and he's the biggest reason why, right? Like another six touchdowns throwing and 250 yards a game, mm-hmm. he's going to be right there as the favorite to win it. I mean, they're going to be 8-2. He's going to have the numbers compared to everyone else. I feel like this is the way this is going. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls and all that. But, Hugh, yesterday Howie Roseman made a trade we need to discuss. So the Eagles yesterday acquired Michael Carter II, corner, from the New York Jets. Now, he has been primarily a slot corner. This is his fifth year in the NFL, drafted in 2021 by Joe Douglas. Remember, came back to the Eagles. He's now part of the front office. I'm sure that was part of the evaluation. A couple years ago, the Jets made him one of the higher-paid nickel corners in the NFL. And lately, though, he's been banged up, including a concussion this year, kept him out of a few games. He came back last week. Hugh, your first thought when you heard the news, Eagles trade for Michael Carter. They give up John Mechie, and they swap the 6th and 7th round pick. So it's basically Mechie, who is nothing more than a depth piece of wide receiver here, for Michael Carter.
So first thing jumped out to me, slot corner. So he's a specialist, in a sense. So now you've shored up a position that we were talking about early in training camp, when whether or not Cooper DeJean was going to do that. And on top of that, we saw Cooper DeJean slide out to one of those corner spots early in the season. I think that they're looking at it like this. We're going to let Cooper play corner and let the other guy that we got play the slot. And let's go ball, because you haven't been getting the production that you wanted from that position? Because we got Jacory Bennett too, right? He's still a little banged up, right?
So they activated his practice window, so he could come back, you know, I'm guessing the Green Bay game.
Yeah, but I would think that going into this, if Cooper's not the starter, he's your plan A and B. Like he's probably the front runner in the clubhouse to get the job.
So
if Jacory Bennett is not up to speed.
Yeah, I think your read on it, like what Michael Carter could do for the Eagles is probably accurate. Michael Carter has played, of his 2,600 snaps in the NFL, over 2,200 of them have been in the slot. I mean, he's a slot corner. Let's hear Baldy. Baldy was on the afternoon show yesterday, right as the news broke that the Eagles traded for Michael Carter. Here's what he said.
I've never seen him play outside. He's been a slot corner the whole time he's been there. Joe Douglas drafted him when he was the GM of the Jets. He's been their slot corner. He got injured this year, and I don't know if he lost his job, but they traded for this kid, Jarvis Brownlee, and he's been playing really good, so maybe he was expendable. He's been a pretty good player. I mean, he was one of the starting corners for the last 2 years.
So the fact that he is a slot corner, Hugh, is really interesting from a couple perspectives. One, they have wanted to keep Cooper inside. I know you're right that they've moved Cooper a little bit more to outside, like in base defense. But listen, this was Vic Fangio just, 2 days ago? He was asked about Cooper, and this is before the trade happened. Listen to what he said about Cooper and kind of how he sees him and where he wants to play him.
I don't think everybody was sure, was he a first-round corner, second-round corner, third-round corner. I don't think the league as a whole had a feel for his versatility, because he didn't play it in college. And, you know, he's really a damn good nickel, probably one of the best nickels in the league. And we're playing him at corner in the base. He could play safety if we needed him to. He's a defensive back, but really he's just a good football player.
Did you consider having him full-time on the outside?
We considered it, yeah. But, you know, when you have one of the better players at a certain position, and it's an important position where you get involved more, you hate to take a really good player at one position to maybe not be as good a player or impactful of a player at another position. But it's definitely something that we've talked about.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, Vic Fangio's honesty, Hugh, is why one of the reasons we all like him. Obviously, he's a great defensive coordinator, but he's also fun to listen to because he shoots straight, right? Every time he's asked a question. Now, this is before they acquired Michael Carter, but he just said you would hate to take a player off a position he's great at and move him to one he's probably not going to be as great at. That, I mean, those are Vic. I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what we just heard from Vic Fangio. Cooper DeJean is a great slot corner, and he would hate to take him off there to put him in a position where he probably wouldn't be as great. Hugh, I don't mind the trade for Michael Carter. They didn't give up much. It's a late round pick swap. It's John Metchie. I don't love the idea, though, of taking Cooper DeJean out of slot. He has excelled there. I think he's been the best nickel corner in pro football since he took the field last year. And I don't love the idea of just putting him on the outside and say, go cover these great outside receivers.
Can I help you out with that a little
go
bit?
Go ahead.
To give you a little bit of different perspective?
Yeah.
He's the absolute best slot corner that we have, right?
Yes. Even with Michael Carter here, I still think he would be, yeah.
And he's the best corner that we have on the roster.
Other than Quinion.
Yeah, on the other side. So you're saying
he's our second best outside corner, too.
Yes. Because when I hear Vic say that, I think he's talking about his football acumen. Number one, his athletic ability his acumen and his athletic ability are kind of like right there. I feel like that's what he's saying. And he feels comfortable enough to know that Cooper will go out there. He might get beat on some plays, but he feels more comfortable with him running the defense and asking him to do certain things than he does anybody else. Does that make you feel better?
No. You tried. I would love to be dead wrong on this, and he's an excellent outside corner. I think he's a slot corner. I think he's a slot corner slash a safety. He's a physical player. He's a tackler. Do you think for a full game, big game, playoffs, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams,
I like
Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
With everybody on the rock. This is what I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
I don't think he can cover those guys for four quarters.
With everybody on the roster right now at that position, he's your best bet at that position.
But does that mean he's a championship bet? Or is he just the best of all? I mean, we have Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson. I mean, we're down the street from Delaware. We could find a blue hen that might be better at outside corner. Well, I mean, come on. That's the weakness of the defense, right? Outside corner.
Yeah.
So saying Cooper is the best option, maybe that you're probably right. I don't disagree with you. I'm sure he'd be better than Kelee Ringo and Adoree. But I guess I was hoping over the next few days Howie traded for a real outside corner. I'm like, what are we laughing at?
The way you said.
Well, that's what guy that's playing well in the NFL.
We want a real outside corner.
Did I say it in a way that wasn't understandable? I think it in the NFL.
I think you're slighting Cooper a little bit. I really do.
Well, hold on.
I mean, I know that the matchups are going to be different, and now you're in a position where the offense is going to try to get more favorable matchups. But I think his body type and the way that he plays, and he's not slow, and his athleticism, I think he'll do well there. And you got to think too, Joe, for him, I think the biggest learning curve is just going to be to know that, you know, he's going to probably be out there on the island. He has more space that he's going to have to work in.
So you may hear it as me sliding Coop. That's not what I mean by saying. I just think certain guys play certain positions, and that's their position. You put them somewhere else, I don't think they're going to be as good. That's the nature of football in a lot of ways. But hasn't the NFL told us for a year plus Cooper DeJean is not an outside corner? Why wasn't he a first-round pick? We all know how good of a football player he is, right? He was a productive player at Iowa. He's been a great NFL player so far. Why wasn't he a first-round pick, Hugh? Because I think teams viewed it as he's not an outside corner, and you don't draft –
Want me to tell you what I really think?
Yeah, I think you don't draft slot corners in the first round. So they said, I can't take a slot or a safety in the first round, and he fell to the second.
I think that a lot of teams didn't want him because he was a white corner. I think that he checked all the boxes, and because he was a white corner, they kind of shied away.
But a white corner that plays inside.
Yeah, but he can play. He's an athlete.
I know that.
And I think that, and even Vic kind of said it, Vic Fangio said it in the press conference. He said he don't think that the NFL knew exactly what he was or his skill set.
And I still think that there's some still versatility. I mean, maybe he plays safety when his career goes on. But even this year, Vic has told us he's not an outside corner. Think about how bad Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson have been.
You know what I think happened?
And we only play Cooper outside 20% of the time in base? Vic sees what we see, and he's still keeping him inside.
No, you know what I think happened? And you might be right, but I look at it a different way. I feel like what happened in that situation was this. You're trying to give those other guys opportunities to show what they can do to try to grow into the position.
Yeah.
Because Kelee Ringo was the designated starter when we all started this. And then he fell off. And then you went and got Jakorian Bennett. And he got hurt. So now you're in a position where, and we talked about this, you might be weakened in one position, but it's your best bet to win football games because he's your smartest guy out there. He's your most athletic, and he's your most adept to doing what you're asking him to do at that corner position because the rest of those guys just can't get it. What was the biggest thing we talked about with Akili? He has the skills. He just doesn't tackle. Yeah. He does not have good football awareness.
Yeah.
So it's like you look at it like you're weakening your position, but I look at it like this. You're getting somebody that can play the slot and has been real productive at the slot.
Look, the Eagles got more depth yesterday. The trade is fine, and it could turn out to be a good one. If Carter plays the way he did a couple years ago with the Jets, it adds another good player in the secondary. I don't love the idea of moving Cooper off of nickel. I want to keep him there, and I would hope that Howie is still in the market for a real outside corner by the time we get to Tuesday's trade deadline. Kai, what'd you think of the trade yesterday? Michael Carter II and what it means for Cooper?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Like, to me, it should just end up being a depth piece. Like, I don't...
Behind Cooper.
Yeah, I don't... Because I don't want to kick Cooper out to the slot either. I think you don't want to ruin something that works. And, I mean, you could end up, by moving Cooper outside, you could weaken two positions mm-hmm. in the secondary as opposed to just having one weaker one. And, I mean, look, I know they're about to play some tough wide receivers coming up, but, like, some of these teams have pretty good tight ends, too, that
sure
we're about
do.
To play.
LaPorta, yeah.
Kraft,
Tucker Kraft,
LaPorta,
yeah.
Ferguson, yeah. And then Bowers with the Raiders, too. Like, so, I don't know. It feels like you, like I said, you could potentially ruin two positions where... I'm kind of with you in that I still think at the trade deadline, if they get an opportunity to get a good, solid outside cornerback, they have to go do that.
Yeah, it also struck me here. It was 2 days after Fangio said he would hate to take him off the slot, Howie goes and trades for a slot corner. I mean, it does speak to maybe that was a little misdirection by Vic. Maybe he's not telling us the full truth, though he usually does. Or maybe it is just a depth piece. Maybe he's not coming here to play much. Maybe he's just going to be behind Cooper DeJean. I'm wondering where it comes down to this. Are you open good with moving Cooper DeJean out of the slot? I don't want to do it. I think he is a slot corner and the best one in the NFL. I want to keep him there. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on that. And, of course, Jalen Hurts. Is he a smart bet to win the NFL MVP? I think right now, for the first time since 2022, he's checking every box. The narrative, the record, the statistics. And it's unlike last year. He's not being carried. It's more of him carrying this thing than the other way around. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Klondike Case Day, man.
It is a Klondike Case Day. What's up, Chris?
Hey, quick shout-out to Low T. Did a great job filling in for you yesterday, Joe. So just wanted to give him some kudos there. Guys, Jalen is definitely fighting the uphill battle for MVP here. Like the Honorable Hugh, who's speaking facts and wisdom and making the proper judgment on this case.
Is this a joker?
He's trying to tell you, Jalen, but you just don't listen. You got two ears on your head. Open them and listen, all right? As long as AJ's here and Saquon Barkley's healthy, you know, he's got a shot. And all the Jalenites are going to get mad, but you know what? He is proven to us year after year he does not have a track record of success when he doesn't have his stars. Now, anyone who wants to point back to last week, I'll remind you, just like Hugh told us, the Giants were a tomato can. They got one of the worst defenses out there in the secondary. So they don't one game doesn't make a career, okay? And, you know, I'd love, and I'm hoping that he can evolve to be like Baker, who is playing at an MVP level, even without his stars. You know, I hope that's him. But this other nonsense that I'm hearing about Daniel Jones, listen, Daniel Jones is not a great quarterback. Daniel Jones is the Brock Purdy of a few years ago. He's just following the Jalen Hurts model. He's turning around and handing the ball off, and he's not throwing picks. That's what's making Jalen Hurts good. And as far as this Carter thing, I love this. How he goes and gets a guy, and Vic's like, I don't care. Vic's going to play him and do whatever Vic wants to do. So I see Carter possibly coming in and playing a little nickel, but that's only when Vic wants to put him on the outside. You also got to remember, Coop is dominant inside because he's a great tackler.
Yes.
And he also is a good blitzer. So putting him the outside kind of is not necessarily the right thing. And, guys, I'm going to leave you on the way out the door with this. Got recommendations for you on drinks there. Hugh, get the caramel apple delight. You'll appreciate it. Joe, candy corn martini. I don't know why. Just candy corn seems to fit and work with you.
But nothing says sports talk radio like a martini while you're doing
Judge
it. I agree.
Judge Douglas, you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Maybe I lost you on your phone. since you have a short drive home, gives you plenty of time to stop on the way home and get some candy for the kids. I'll be there shortly with that bucket.
I'm not giving them cans.
Chris, appreciate it, buddy. We'll see you here. I know you have to stop for candy for the kids.
I'm not getting the kids candy.
The only thing.
They're not my kids.
There's been a lot of pushback on this radio station for the last 2 days.
I'm not tricking you. Don't come to my house. The light will be off and I will not answer the
door. So Jack Fritz is getting roasted for giving out organic candy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what's worse than organic gummy bears?
No gummy bears.
No candy from Hugh Douglas. Just put the bucket out for the kids.
I'm not putting nothing. Don't come to my house. Don't knock on the door.
Everyone go to Hugh's house.
No.
If you know where Hugh lives, I highly recommend.
And you know
just get some candy for the kids.
I will sit in my window with a bucket of candy, eating it myself, laughing at the children.
I hope they TP
your
house.
If you come to my house, a hearty laugh. I will laugh a hearty laugh.
They're gonna egg your house. They're gonna egg your house.
It's mischief night, Hugh. You better be careful.
Hold on.
You're inviting kids.
Get too fast.
Hey, I got my Ray Boots all day. Better not let me catch you. That's all I got to say.
So, you're slipping and sliding.
Was Chris's call a pro Hurts MVP call? I was so confused by that.
No. I think it was an anti-Hurts MVP call, but he just was more mad at Hugh for the Daniel Jones take than anything had to do with Hurts.
See, because I'm looking at this thing like you should be looking at it. These are story. What drives the NFL every year? Storyline.
Yeah, but narratives don't always win. I mean, hold on. Last year the story was Saquon. He didn't win the MVP. The story doesn't always win the MVP. I agree with you. Daniel Jones on the
Colts
because
he was a running back.
Yeah.
If Saquon Barkley, I guarantee you, if Saquon Barkley was Daniel Jones. He would have won the MVP.
But when was the last time an out-of-nowhere quarterback that was once bad won the MVP? That doesn't really happen either.
He's going to win comeback player of the year or something.
He's going to get that, and he'll probably get MVP if they go to the playoffs.
Well, they're going to go to the playoffs.
And if they go deep in the playoffs.
Well, but the voting's done when the season ends.
Well, I think he's going to be the guy because here's the storyline. It was an anomaly the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, they're good. They're legitimately good.
And then it became – the Giants are idiots. And y'all got to remember this, too. This is off the heels of that riveting, NFL Films, the Hard Knock stuff that they did, where they looked like idiots. The Giants looked like idiots, y'all. Y'all tend to forget that. And guess what? They look like even bigger idiots now when you have Brian Daboll last week.
But the voters aren't voting based on the Giants' ineptitude.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you, but that's the storyline.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
it's bigger news now, but they definitely.
Well, so what Chris said about he threw four touchdowns and it was against the Giants. MVP seasons often have games or stretches where they rack up numbers against bad teams. That's how it happens.
Also, the Eagles, when it's all said and done, we will look back and say they had one of the most difficult schedules in the NFL. I mean, that's
We talked about that when the season started.
Right, but that helps Jalen Hurts, right? Yeah. If Jalen Hurts ends the season with 38 touchdown passes or 38 touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five picks or four picks. They have 13 wins and they're the one seed. He's going to finish top five in MVP voting. Yeah. I guarantee that.
Like, you don't think Josh Allen last year had the four touchdown game against the Jaguars in the beginning of the season? Like, that's how you rack up those kind of numbers.
It's baked in, right? It happens. And by the way, the Baker thing, Baker's fallen backwards the last few weeks, guys. I know Baker's, he's a guy that I think you look at and you say, wow, he's done a lot and he's revived his career. Jalen Hurts this year has a higher completion percentage, more pass yards per attempt. He has more passing touchdowns. He has fewer interceptions, better rating. He's surpassed Baker the last couple weeks. 215-592-9490 for this segment brought to you by Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find the perfect mattress. All right, let's grab Tim in Warminster. What's up, Tim?
You there, guys?
Yes, Tim. What's up, pal?
Yeah. What's going on, fellas? Yeah, Joe, I could not agree with you more, man. You got to keep Cooper in the slot. Not only is he the best slot corner in the league, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, tackling corners in the league. And you move him outside, you lose all that. You lose all those backfield tackles, all those tackles on the running backs, tight ends. You take his physicality out of the game. And if you put him outside, he's just going to be running down the field with wide receivers. And I think that's a big, big minus for this team.
Yeah, Tim, I agree with you. And to me, it's not so much can he handle it. Like, I don't think he'd be terrible outside. Do I think he'd be great? Probably not. I don't know if he has the twitchiness and they'd be able to move quickly like, some of the outside corners like Quinyon. But it's what you said. We'd be losing the best part of what he does. I just think they found something last year in him in the slot that is rare. Like, he's a guy that can cover inside receivers, cover tight ends, like Kyle was saying, but also tackle. Tim, I think he gives them a lot of their physicality on defense. I don't want to lose that.
I don't want to lose it either. That's what I mean. I mean, you take him out of the slot, you know, like, look, how many tackles does Quinyon Mitchell make a game? Not many, you know, right. And then so you lose all that. And I'm sure this guy Carter is not as good tackling-wise as Coop. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah, Tim, good phone call. Man, look, I don't mind the trade yesterday. They didn't give up much. I just, if this is to put Cooper outside full-time, it feels to me more like desperation than it does an answer to the defense. It doesn't feel like Cooper DeJean outside is the way to go win the Super Bowl.
I feel like it's your best option right now.
Like hoping.
Well, it might be.
Yeah, I mean,
Joe, I mean, because you still, I think it's one of those things where you still have to think about the future and you don't want to give up none of the draft picks.
We're trying to win a Super Bowl. No, or are we doing it for the future?
We are trying to win a Super Bowl, and I think that the way that this team is going, it still has the potential to. Who in the NFC outside the Detroit Lions looks like they're world beaters?
Well, Green Bay.
Even Detroit don't even look like world beaters. Green Bay don't look like world beaters. I'm not as sold as
Green Bay. By the way, the line is out on the game.
What is it? The Eagles are not favored.
3-point underdogs.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, I was wrong about
no,
that.
No, but look, the Eagles can compete the Packers. I'm not saying they are. They are. There's no. I agree with you. Anyone could be beat, but there's a lot of good teams. I want another corner.
Heard Hugh yesterday, by the way, about the Lions.
Oh, listen.
He's
I forgot to mention.
Trembling in fear about the Lions.
I forgot to mention off the jump. So we had TK who went over the top
ridiculous.
On the Sixers, right? Hugh put Snoop Huntley in his top 10 quarterbacks, top two, right? And then Detroit Douglas, is that what came out yesterday?
You know what?
Yep.
Out of all the people that could ridicule me about that take, you are not one
that
of them.
That was
Joe
last
Gilliam.
Year. I haven't been Detroit Joey this
not,
year.
Are,
Motor City Hugh
you
over
are
here.
Not
all right.
One of them.
215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls coming up, is Jalen Hurts a smart bet to win the MVP? I think he is. I think he's about to check every box MVP candidates. Check. Your phone goes. We're live at Klondike Cates, and you can react to the trade. Michael Carter to the Eagles. Are you okay with moving Cooper DeJean to the outside? I'm not. Hugh is. Where do you come down? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football's in full swing, and let's be real, people. There's no better place to bet than with my friends at Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all pro player prop bets across strays, parlays, and same game parlays across any first half injury. Some books protect your bet from just the first quarter, and some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up your parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, your bet will play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in Fanatics Sportsbook app. Oh! And did I mention, the payout speed is lightning quick, too. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits are different here. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.